Let me answer a few questions, and tomorrow I'll ask Nanda Bhakti to put up a backup, because I'll be traveling tomorrow, and we'll be back in Hungary on Tuesday, so then I'll be able to send some up-to-date material. Here's a few questions from Prasannatma Das in Scotland, Vajrasevaki in Mayapur. Prasannatma asks the following. On Sankirtan sometimes, especially during marathon, I try to push as many books as possible. Some people take books, and since they're not interested, they might throw it in the bin. That means they're offending Krishna. Will I get a reaction for pushing books to people who are totally not interested? So let me answer this directly, and then also in a little more general way. Of course, our business is try to distribute as many books as possible. But what is the purpose of distributing the books? The purpose is so that people read them, so that then they become devotees and practice Krishna consciousness. We meet two kinds of people, some who are interested in the books, and most are not. Many people are not interested either in books or in Krishna consciousness to start off. When we meet those people who are interested in books and who are ready to hear about devotional service, then a lot of our job is done for us, and then it's really nectarian, very easy to move forward with those people. What about the people who don't want books, who are not interested in being preached to? Well, at that stage we have a role. Our role is that somehow or another, by our personal association, by our nice attitude, by our kind words, just by our personal vibration as Vaishnavas, we're able to give people the sukriti which will make them interested to read the books. It's our duty. That's our role as book distributors. Of course, one can say that, well, the books will do everything. In that case, we may not even need book distributors. The books can just walk out on the street themselves, talk themselves, and sell themselves. But that's not the role that Srimad Bhagavatam has taken on itself. Otherwise, we wouldn't have any service to do. So rather, we require book distributors to take the responsibility of inspiring people to take books and read the books, even though that's not why they're out there on the street, or that's not why they open the door. No doubt, there's a risk. The risk is that even if you make the best effort to distribute books, or you make the best effort to preach in general, people may not be receptive and may reject it. In that case, what can be done? We've done our best, and there's no particular reaction. On the other hand, if a devotee thinks that he has no responsibility to make people favorable, and his business is just to stick a book in someone's hand or shove Krishna consciousness down someone's throat without taking into account how he's speaking, what he's saying, what his body language is, how he impresses people with being a devotee, then he's foolish. And then yes, he may actually get some reaction, because what is he doing? He's giving someone upadesh without even making the effort to give them a concomitant amount of faith, which will help them actually take the Krishna consciousness. So yes, a book distributor, preacher has a responsibility. He has the responsibility to make a positive effort to get people to be favorable to the books, to Krishna consciousness, to the holy name, to prasadam. If people, after a preacher's best effort, still reject the book, throw it away, etc., then yogakshema vahamiham. That is the risk that we take, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will protect us. But if we don't make that best effort, then we may be committing an offense to the holy name. Hare Krishna. Another question that he has. Can you please give me some techniques to improve my hearing? I could if I knew exactly what hearing was being spoken about here. Is this hearing about chanting japa, hearing about Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing about reading Srila Prabhupada's books? But briefly, let me just go back to what I spoke about yesterday. What is the essence of hearing? Attention. Paying attention to hearing. What is the essence of chanting? Paying attention to chanting. So if one is practicing paying attention to whatever one is doing throughout the day, then that will be the best general technique for improving one's own hearing. Pay attention to whatever you're doing, and that will help you pay attention to your hearing. All right, and here's Prajasevaki's question. I wonder if you could clarify the speck of dust controversy that the devotees often bring up. I'm not tuned into that. Well, let's hear what it is. Firstly, there's Uddhava's prayer to become a creeper, a speck of dust under the feet of the gopis. Some devotees say this is what we should aspire to, while others argue that no, we aspire to become the servants of the gopis of Braj Mahaprabhu, says Gopi Bhatta Padakumayo Das Das Samadas. Mahaprabhu came to give Braj Bhakti, and one should say that of course everyone in Vrindavan has Braj Bhakti, but they are in different rasas. A speck of dust or blade of grass is Shanta Ras, whether we aspire to Madhurya Ras. The question is, do specks of dust fall from the spiritual world? How is it that we can understand Swarup Damodar Goswami's verse then, when he says that Mahaprabhu has descended in this age of Kali by his causes mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love? Because this conjugal love is only experienced by the gopis, so it seems by dint of that statement, Brajabhaktas and other rasas don't fall down from the spiritual world. My understanding of being a speck of dust, a blade of grass, a creeper, is that this is a aspiration of Vaishnavas in order to become qualified to become something else other than a speck of dust, namely to become a servant of the gopis, to become a resident of Vrindavan Dham in a human-like form, either as a cowherd boy, either as a gopi, or assistant of Mother Yashoda, and so on. For instance, Uddhava, in this case, he's present in Vrindavan as a creeper, but he's also eternally Uddhava as well in another form. And although I've not read it, it may be that he has an original form in Vrindavan as well. And in short, he has multiple forms. Sorry, I just got distracted. I had to go down to the door to take a package for my cousin. So, back to speck of dust, creeper. The desire to be a speck of dust for creeper is more as a meditation in order to become qualified to become something other than that. I can't remember reading anywhere or hearing from Srila Prabhupada that we should desire to go back to the spiritual world and become specks of grass. So yes, as it's stated here, follow the inhabitants of Vrindavan and try to become one of their servants. But cultivate the mood of what it means to be dust under the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, or grass that touches the Vaishnavas. And that's included in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meditation when he tells us Trinadapi Sunichina Toro Rivasishtuna. Literally speaking, Trinadapi, be like a blade of grass. So I take it also, he doesn't say be a blade of grass. He said one should be as humble as a blade of grass, be as tolerant as a tree, but use that as a means to become a servant of the inhabitants of Braj. So as far as this question is, do specks of dust fall from the spiritual world? Well, if living entities fall from the spiritual world, they could fall in any particular body, be they as specks of dust or in other bodies as well, if they do. And without going further into that natural controversy. Therefore, back to the essence of the question, we should chant Hare Krishna and practice devotional service in a real humble frame of mind, and that will ensure all perfections are achieved, which will come as the result of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.